Proverbs for the day, October the 24th, Proverbs 24 and one verse, verse 27. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. There's a practical picture here, and I'm not going to get specific on it. This verse has helped me before, to just get a practical picture of a way of looking at things. And it may be different from the way some think and the way some have done life. But it is a basic precept, and the overall precept to me is get the right order. Get the right order of things. Let's just look at what the verse says, for example, and let's just think about getting the right order. First of all, live basic in the beginning. Do you know that in the world that we live in, commerce has clouded the judgment of us all at times? Commerce has clouded the expectation of young people. I'm talking about people in their late teens, early 20s, 30s. And so because of that, people don't understand live basic in the beginning. You know, many a settler lived in tents when they got a start. Many a couple, I mean, I'm talking about couples in ministry. Many a couple started in the smallest little of quarters, you know, the smallest little dwelling. Many of them rented at first just the smallest little place to get a start. And they put an effort, the settlers put an effort into getting a crop in. Or into getting the pasture ready. I think back in the Bible of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And they all did so. They all did that. And so the picture is to live basic in the beginning. I think there is a lost truth here today. Because you got to understand how much money there is to be made by others if they can get you to want what you don't need now or what others have after 30 or 40 years of working. It used to be different, but there is money to be made by helping you get what you don't have now that you might be able to live basic without in the beginning. People are too concerned about how it looks, but nowadays they're more concerned about how it feels. We've gone from keeping up with the Joneses to just keeping up with ourselves. And there's a great lesson here. Because the picture is, get the work going. Prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field. Now I'll tell you this, the media, when I say media I mean television, and you know, whatever it is, wherever you get those television signals from, cable, satellite, whatever, internet, wherever you're getting them from isn't the point. The point is it's all geared to do the same thing. It's geared to give you the God of this world's view that He wants you to have. You've got to remember that. You know, I'm wore out with Christians acting like the preachers are the ones who have an agenda. We don't have an agenda. We have the Word of God. We have the will of God. If you're not careful, you'll let the culture you're living in decide what a Christian is. You'll let it decide how a Christian talks, dresses, what they listen to. Because it's easier. Your flesh would rather have than do without. Okay, so live basic in the beginning. And then second, the picture is to labor, get a crop in. You know, you might find the crop won't come in a certain field if you were a farmer, for example, establishing your work in the field. Prepare thy work without, make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. You might find a field barren. Let's talk about the work of God. I think there's been much damage done, and this is a basic principle, not an absolute statement. But I've been at it a while myself. I've experienced quite a bit and observed quite a bit. I really believe that the idea of building, 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 and they will come, does not apply to the work of God. Everything I can read in Old and New Testament, everything I read about the Lord Jesus Christ's commissions was, go out there, find out if this community, if that community, if that community, not do a survey. What will you accept? What would you like? How long would you like the service to be? What would you like the color to be? How about the pews? Would you like that? Would you like chairs? What about the music? What about the sound system? How would you like that? Would you like the preacher to be casual? No. I'm talking about you go out and you put out the gospel, you pray, and you see what happens. Many a so-called church is now just a piece of ground with a building. And sometimes a few disgruntled people are controlling people in charge of it. And it's that way because they built the building before the work was established. Many of the ones that they went ahead and prepared the work and made it fit in the field and then built as needed, then that's worked. I think we've got to be careful of that. Missions needs to be that way. If you're a pastor and you're working with missionaries, don't put so much pressure on that missionary to have exactly the kind of church as in the United States. Now, if they can build them a little bush church building, which is good, and they need to come to it, wonderful, great. That's good. But still, the whole idea is to get it fit in the field. I mean, how many people built before they knew if their crop, we're talking about in the physical sense, their crop would be any good, and here they were, they built all this, and now they're stuck on land that's no good. And so we understand, he says, the field. Okay, so we live basic in the beginning, and we labor to get a crop in. It might be in the world you're not a farmer. Maybe you work in technology, for example, or maybe you work in whatever. The whole idea is that what you do is you work, get established, and then think about building. Okay, number three, look for fruit before you build. I think a local church ought to do this. I think a church planter ought to do this. I think a missionary ought to do this. But I also think that you as a believer need to understand that it's like Larry Burkett said. He had a little equation, and a couple of these modern guys do it too. They have a little equation to run. When is it time for you to buy something? It's time to buy it when certain factors fit together. When is it prudent to rent something, for example, or lease something? There are many times it is. And I'm not going to tell you how or what. I don't claim to be one of those finance guys. But the principle of our devotion today is get the right order. Get things in the right order. And I think that if we'd slow down sometimes and realize, okay, I'm going to block out the world. I'm going to block out, you know, my friends and some of my relatives and all this sort of thing. And I'm going to look at this book and I'm going to realize that living basic in the beginning is important. Now, what has to happen, young people, is both of you have to buy into it in the right way. The problem with men sometimes, fellas, is you want everybody to live basic except for your hobby or your habit. Okay? You can't do that. That ain't right. We're not talking about having to be able to put out, you know, the gospel and preach it, but it's still not right. You know, I worry myself to death sometimes praying over this generation that's coming up because they don't listen. They really believe they're so full of themselves. They just don't listen to that book. They don't listen to the people who've been in the book. So really, truly, think about that. Live basic, but you lead the way. When I think of these things, I think of Chesty Puller. Chesty Puller was a great leader of men on the ground. He was a Marine that worked his way from a foot soldier and basically through God's hand, you might say, as in just plain divine providence, whether he's saved or not, he was an instrument of helping to lead some battles, but he became, through his efforts, an officer and a general and stuff, but he never forgot the enlisted man, the man on the ground. They sent him a truck, they called it a van, and a big van in those days to be able to sleep in and do stuff out in the field, and he wouldn't. He slept on the ground with his men because he didn't want to lose touch with them. He wanted them to live basic. He taught them how to live basic and get into battle quickly. Labor to get a crop in. Labor. Understand, okay? Prepare thy work without, make it fit for thyself in the field. Understand that life is about work. I don't mean absorb yourself in secular work only, but labor. Expect it to be labor. The world puts forth all this weird stuff about how to get money and people have all this money, and you begin to think the tradesman or the man who works hard and lives hand to mouth at times is a bad man, but he's not. He's not. And then look for fruit before you build. If it's in God's work, look to see that God's bearing fruit there. If it's in your life, look to see that God's bearing fruit in maybe your occupation or what you're doing. Look before you leap. Get things in the right order.